And welcome back to Community Connections again, and we're changing the pace yet again. And I have with me Faye from the CWA, which is, of course, a Country Women's Association. And I believe they're 99 years of age.
No,
and,
96.
Oh, 96. So yes. it's 4 years to go until the 100th. I thought next year was the 100th.
No.
Anyway, Faye, first of all, tell us a little bit about how the Country Women's Association was started. Was it started in Australia or overseas or where?
Yeah. It was started back in 1928. The ladies that were coming into Australia were wives of men that were had pastoralists and settlers, etc. And they started to realise at one of the royal shows that the rural women weren't being looked after, and they were trying to stop the loss of these women in the rural areas that didn't have any support. So in March 1928, the Royal Show Society had a meeting, and they voted then with Lady Mitchell to start a Country Women's Association.
Also came out of the show.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, right.
A lot of those ladies came to Australia from Women's Union, which is the English version of the Country Women's Association, and there was a few branches already just around the outskirts of Melbourne that were Women's Union, like Macedon and those areas, and they all voted then to become the Country Women's Association of Victoria.
Because I suppose some of those ladies that came out, particularly if on the pastoral land, they didn't often see other people, did they?
No,
like they
no.
just didn't get into town very often.
No. Sometimes when you travel through rural areas, as I've done, and you sort of look at homesteads and you think about the women that were first out there, there was no mobile phones or internet or anything in those days, and they just had to puddle along in their own world, and often without the support of their husband that would be away for days on end also. Yes.
Yeah. That's so... Which was the first branch of the Country Women's Association?
There was two. There was Macedon and Upper Beaconsfield.
Gee, they're wide apart.
They were, yeah. Yes.
And so how long did it take before it took off and with a whole lot of other branches?
Actually, you've caught me on that, but I was at State Conference recently and one of the archivists spoke.
Yeah.
And how many thousands of women were in CWA very quickly after that time, and particularly during the war years, it just grew and grew because they were doing so much for the men overseas.
Oh, right. So that's going to be my next question. Why do they, apart from the fact of the fellowship, what do they actually do? Why do they exist and why do they continue to exist?
Right. The aims of CWA are to provide direct benevolent assistance to disadvantaged and vulnerable women, children and the families in need. Now, that's throughout the metropolitan area, the regional, rural and remote settings in Victoria. And we do this through volunteer community service, the establishment of management and community support networks within those areas, and provision of financial aid and emergency funding for those that are in need.
Oh, so it's not only a group of ladies getting together, but they do provide funding if in the cases of emergency.
We provide a lot of funding and a lot of funding for research, etc., etc. We have what we call our Thanksgiving Fund, which we every year all the branches in the state go into that and support the Thanksgiving Fund. And the Thanksgiving Fund over the last few years, we'll give you some idea, we've had Crohn's and Colitis Australia, the National Centre for Pharma Health, Batten Disease, the last year it was Women's Housing Limited, this year it's the... Yes, in Ballarat, the cancer research, yes.
So you fundraise during the year, do you? And then do a grant at the end of the year to maybe one or two groups that obviously that CWA support.
Yeah. Now, the Thanksgiving Fund is the whole of Victoria, but at branch level, we support our local areas. In Healesville, Yarra Glen area, we've been, in the last 12 months, we have supported the Women's Housing Limited. We have supported Ben Wirren, which is a respite.
Yep.
Tominya House, Lyrebird College for the autistic children, and we give scholarships at the high school, and any other welfare that we see that's needed throughout the district.
Jeez, terrific. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And we'll hear more about the Country Women's Association.
They say our music's having a revival. They say that country's in the climb. But I say, what the hell are they talking about? The country has been here. There's a lot more people now admitting they like country music after all. Now there's dollar signs alongside country music. It's cowboy boots and hats for one and all. They say that country's middle of the road now. They say they've had enough of all this noise. I suppose the music wheel has turned full circle. Our ballads and our stories now enjoyed. Oh, they say our music's having a revival. They say that country's on the climb. And I say, what the hell are they talking about? The country has been here all the time. Play Charlie. Just took over. A lot of music just went underground. Then somehow rock got tangled up with country. This country music added to the sound. Oh, they're singing songs I've only just discovered. Just hear them talk about their brand new sound. But there's nothing new about the songs they're singing. It's just that country music's come to town. Hey. Oh, they say our music's having a revival. They say that country's on the climb. But I say, what the hell are they talking about? The country has been here all the time. Sure it has. Country has been here all the time.
And, of course, that was a great Slim Dusty. And I believe the anniversary of his birth was, I think, last week. I just can't remember what year. But anyway, we lost him a few years ago. But I'm talking to Faye from the Country Westerners, Country Women's Association, talking Western music. Faye, first I've got to ask you, what made you decide that you wanted to be part of the CWA?
That's a long story, and I'll try and shorten
make
it a little
nice
bit.
And short. Yep.
I was living at Upper Beaconsfield at the time, and our children were only young, and we hadn't been there very long. And they had a village fair, and myself and my neighbour, who was a good friend, we trundled along to the village fair. The kids were doing all their thing, and the CWA ladies, there was two branches in Upper Beaconsfield, but there was the original ladies.
Yep.
And they were making pine needle baskets, and we were fascinated by the way they were making these pine needle baskets with pine needles that were about 8 or 9 inches long. And anyway, we decided to join the CWA, my neighbour and I, to learn how to do pine needle baskets. However, 43 years later, I've done everything in CWA, but I've never learned how to make pine needle baskets.
All right, so let's hone this down a bit. What does the CWA do? I mean, you obviously have monthly meetings. Do you have guest speakers or do you have activities? Or what does the CWA actually do?
We have monthly meetings where we have to meet the criteria of what headquarters is we're looking at.
Yep.
So we do all those, but also the monthly meetings are organising functions or activities that we are doing. The meetings can be quite formal or they can be very informal. Last month, when it was Women's Wellness Week and Health Week, we had a lady along doing exercises with us, so we took a break and did an exercise program. The following month, we had the ladies from the library come and talk to us about updating all the new things that are happening in the library. We have speakers from different areas that we're interested in research areas. Young people that have achieved things will sometimes come along and speak to us. So, yes, we do that, but we also have activities. This Saturday, we are having our international luncheon, and every year CWA Victoria has a country of study, and this year it happens to be Romania. So we will all cook a meal that's a Romanian recipe and take that along, and our partners will join us for a international luncheon. We do that every year, and every year there's a different theme because of the country. Last year it was Namibia. The year before, I think we had Mexico, but we didn't cook the guinea pigs that year.
Probably a good idea.
Yes.
All right, so, Faye, you said that well, not a big part of it, but part of it is also raising money. So what activities do you do to raise money so that you can do, raise money for other organisations?
One of our big ones every year, and sometimes twice a year if Bunnings will have us, we do Bunnings Sausage Sizzle.
Yep.
Where a lot of times we're asked to do cater for functions like funerals and parties or things like that.
Yep.
We've just participated in the community festival that they had. We did all the afternoon teas for that festival.
Because you're well known for your scones,
jam and cream.
I mean, everybody knows about the CWA, that, don't they?
Yes. We try to be more than scones and jam and cream. We're very social issues, and a lot of our speakers and a lot of our activities are around the social issues things.
But you also need to raise money to be able to do these other things, don't you?
Yeah. So, yes, we're working all year at what we ask for, if what we can cope with to raise the money.
Sounds terrific to me. Look, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. We'll be talking to Faye about some other things to do with the Country Women's Association. And at about 2:55 or just before that, Faye will give you some bit of an idea how you can get hold of the local CWA and learn more about them. Welcome back to Community Connections. And that was Glenn Ingram and the High Five and the Skyboat song. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be here with the Oz Indie Show. Always a great show. 2 hours of new music. Most of the music hasn't been heard anywhere else. It's usually been released in the last week. So Greg will be along between 3 and 5. And also, of course, I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 and 6 and 8. But also next Wednesday, we've got... we've got Siri coming in, we'll have Sydney McLeish coming in, and we've also got somebody else. I'm just not sure. But anyway, we'll have 3 hours of interviews next week. But I'm talking to Faye, and we're talking about the CWA, the Country Women's Association. Faye, you've also got affiliations with other groups, you were saying.
Yeah, the Country Women's Association of Victoria have representation on quite a lot of businesses or partners, and some of those are Carers Victoria, the Council on the Aging, COTA. We have a partner, Farm Safe Victoria, the Royal Flying Doctor Service Victoria. We're on their Health Services Advisory Committee.
Oh, right.
Travellers Aid. We always have a representative on Travellers Aid.
Yeah, is Travellers Aid still around?
Yes, Travellers Aid's very much around.
Is it?
People don't realise that they can go into the city to Southern Cross or Flinders Street and access mobility scooters and walkers, etc., etc. And also go there and have a shower and be looked after.
At Southern Cross Station?
That's correct. They've got a lovely place at Southern Cross Station.
See, I got to say, that doesn't get a lot of promotion, because I remember Travel Aid years ago and I haven't heard of them. I didn't even know they still existed, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes, Travellers Aid Victoria financially supported, very much so, by a lot of the branches. But as I say, we do have a representative on their committee. What a lot of people don't realise that... the Country Women's Association, through the Australian Country Women's Association of Australia, we have a advisory seat on the Status of Women Roundtable on the United Nations.
Geez, that's all right.
Yeah, we affiliate to the Associated Country Women of the World, and there's something like 90 organisations, women's organisations around the world that affiliate to ACWW. We are the South Pacific area, and right, we support all those ladies in the South Pacific area.
So the Country Women's Association, in some form, is now worldwide.
That's correct.
And yet it started in Australia in the first place.
But it's through our association, through ACWW, the Associated Country Women of the World. We're members of that.
True.
Now, a lot of the ladies are individual members of ACWW, and a lot of branches are, so therefore we have voting rights.
Oh, right. And I guess, like a lot of organisations, every branch would look after itself, though, wouldn't it? Like,
that's correct. Every branch is... The Country Women's Association of Victoria is a member-run organisation, and we're all volunteers from the state president right down to every member.
Oh, right. So, and is it like some groups, like if you were travelling overseas, you can call in and see the CWO, or whatever your affiliation is overseas?
That's correct. You can go to a meeting with Women's Institute in England, or you can go to Canada or a lot of the states in America. In 2019, the Victorian Country Women's Association hosted the World Conference of the Associated Country Women of the World here in Melbourne.
Gee whiz. So you could always say, well, it is. It's a worldwide organisation, isn't it?
Well, we affiliate, yes, and all women are the same. Doesn't matter what country you're in.
No, well, that's true too.
We have the same problems and dreams.
Well, I was going to say, the problems are worldwide, aren't they?
And the dreams are too.
Yeah. The other thing that I've got to ask you is that you started off as part of the historical society, not the historical society, the show society, horticultural. Is there still any ties with that, or is that sort of you've both gone your own ways?
Well, every year, if you go to the Royal Melbourne Show, you've got to go and have scones and jam and cream at the CWA Pavilion, don't you?
Yeah, but I didn't know that you still might have some sort of affiliation.
No, the affiliation wasn't affiliation to the Royal Agricultural Show. It was that they called the meeting of the women.
Yeah, and then basically the two groups just went their own way, which is fair enough too. All right, look, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Faye from the CWA, we've been talking about all the things, and we've now found out that they're 96 years of age. So, 4 years' time, we'll be looking forward to the 100th year. Now, there are other committees that within the CWA, you were saying, Faye.
Yes, we have what we call our state committees, and one of those is the ACWW, the International Community Support. So, as it says, that's money and country of study and any of the South Pacific areas of that. We send boxes of things, sewing aids, etc., etc., to places like Papua New Guinea, Kiribati, and Fiji, and all the countries around the South Pacific.
Yep.
So the aid goes there, but we also have our aid that goes everywhere here in Victoria, to the prisons, to
What sort of aid are we talking about, though? Mainly
Well, it can be boxed aid, which is knitted garments and sewing materials.
Yep.
In underdeveloped countries, it's boxes of school books and pencils and all that sort of thing, sporting items that
terrific,
are needed.
Yeah. Do you work through a CWA branch over there? Like, how do you get the material over there?
If we raise it at branch level, we get it down to headquarters,
yep,
and it's all packed and then goes from down there.
Oh, right. Yep.
The other thing that we have is an Agricultural Environment Committee, and they investigate issues that affect agriculture and the environment, and lobbies for them within the associated policies that are around with government. We have a catering committee which undertakes all external catering. So that would be catering when we do Australia Day at Government House, the Royal Melbourne Show, the Quilt and Craft Festival. We've done Anzac Day biscuits for the racing committee. So that's all the external stuff that's not done at branch level. We have the club. Now, our club, which is our headquarters at Lancel Road in Toorak, is also a B&B, and it is a B&B that is open to the public. And so you've got a little mansion right in the middle of Toorak, near the tram stop, so you can stay overnight, go to a show, do
So it's not only for the CWA ladies and their families, that anybody can go there, can they?
That's correct, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yep.
And we have a creative arts committee. Of course, CWA is all about creative arts, embroidery and cooking and all those things. And we have handicraft schools, which teaches preserving and felting and embroidery. And we have a big exhibition every year, which the next exhibition for the state is at Maui on the 9th of August. I think, yes. So that's that. We have a magazine communications committee. There's a magazine goes out bimonthly, and an e-magazine goes out to all members.
Do they still do the CWA cookbook, or is that...?
Yes, you can buy the cookbooks from us at any time you want, Alan.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yep, I remember them.
Yeah. Membership undertakes promotions and initiatives for new membership.
Yep.
So we follow those lines if we've got a local market or stall or things what we're doing at branch level, but they also do big membership days from headquarters. Performing arts, which is not very much these days.
Yep.
Back in a few years ago, performing arts was a very big thing. But social issues is our biggest, and social issues investigates current social issues and lobbies on items within the association's policy.
Is it mainly for ladies? Is it mainly the women's things that you're looking at, issues?
No, not necessarily.
Right.
We've had a year where we did a lot of research and initiatives into men's health for the simple reason that men's health and farmers affect so many of women.
Yeah, it would too. Yeah, it would. Yep, yep.
And members are encouraged to input topics and lobby, and we lobby government things at the state conference. Just recently, in the last couple of weeks, there were 6 resolutions went through, which will all go through to the appropriate government departments. They were regarding AI and regarding... the other one was regarding children, the being able to access things on the internet.
Yep.
So there was 2 resolutions went through there. One was regarding the government and coal burning.
Oh, yep, yep.
Round areas.
Yep.
Caught me on that one. I think there were 6 that we went through, yeah.
What sort of age group are your members? What would be your youngest and your oldest?
Our youngest would be probably 8. We have junior members.
Yeah, juniors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is some branches that are just run as junior branches, some areas where they have a lot of juniors, and the ladies from the adult branch will mentor those juniors.
Oh, right. So in the normal branch, what would your age group be from to roughly?
In our area, we're probably from late 50s to 80s.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there is a lot of younger branches around, and there's a lot more night branches starting as the ladies, so many women are working now.
Oh, right. We never discussed that because in the past it's been mainly day meetings, hasn't it?
No. when we restarted the Healesville branch in 2007, that was a night branch because there was only one lady that didn't work full time.
Yeah. All right, there's a quick break. We're going to listen to Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, The Night Hank Williams Came to Town.
Harry Truman was our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. I was still in love with Mavis Brown on the night Hank Williams came to town. I Love Lucy debuted on TV. That was one big event we didn't see, 'cause no one stayed at home for miles around. It was the night Hank Williams came to town. Mama ironed my shirt and Daddy let me take the truck. I drove on out to Grapevine and picked old Mavis up. We hit that county line for one quick round. On the night Hank Williams came to town, 1,000 people sweltered in the gym. Then I heard someone whisper, "Hey, that's him." That's when the crowd let out this deafening sound. It was the night Hank Williams came to town. On and on he sang into the night. Jambalaya, cheating heart, I saw the light. They get Miss Audrey and that gal. On the night Hank Williams came to town. Mavis had her picture made with Hank out by his car. She said he sure. Said, why don't we hang around? It ain't often that Hank Williams comes to town. While Hank signed his autograph on Beulah Reisner's fan, Mavis got acquainted with the Drifting Cowboys band. The effect on all our lives was quite profound. On the night Hank Williams came town.
Remember, friends and neighbors, Hank Williams and all the Drifting Cowboys will be at the high school gym in person for one show only this Saturday night. The big 2-hour show starts at 7:30. Tickets are just $1.50. You get your money's worth the first 15 minutes and the rest is free. That's Saturday night. Advance tickets on sale now at Renfrew's Drugstore, Donut Heaven, and here at the radio station.
And that was Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, The Night Hank Williams Came to Town. We're talking to Faye from the Country Women's Association. Faye, you've got some state activities that that you, I guess, the state set this, the ideas to.
Every year in September, it's a state conference.
Yep.
At state council, they set the criteria for these for every year.
And then that filters down to the branches.
And the branches all work at those levels.
Yep.
And the Thanksgiving Fund is always a organisation within Victoria, if possible, or based in Victoria, that doesn't receive any government funding.
Oh, yep. Yep.
So we, in the past, we've had bat and disease and the National Farmers Health and Crohn's and colitis and, as I say, the Fiona Elsie Foundation for Cancer Research is this year's.
Yep.
We have a state project every year and it's been archives for the our headquarters, their B&B, and one year was disaster assistance, and that depends on whether we've had fires or drought or floods or whatever. We've worked this year, last year too, in up in Rochester. We've done 3-day events up there on weekends and taken all the goodies up and that, because people had just nothing up there.
No, some of them lost everything, didn't they?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And when we went up, it opened up a hall. We opened a hall for the weekend and everybody came in and could have tea and coffee and scones and sandwiches and everything. And we... all the branches within the state donated goods, and the people could go along with a bag and pick what they wanted.
Oh, terrific.
And that. Yep. So that was a very thing, but that was great, that one. So we also have a country of study every year, and the country of study this year is Romania.
Yep.
We've had Denmark, Peru, Iceland, Mexico, Namibia. So every year we do, and we study those at branch level, all their history and their foods, etc.
At meetings, do you? Mm. Oh, right.
We have an international officer, and she always has something more to study.
Yep.
We have a product and resource committee, and we study that. This year it's pulses, lentils and chickpeas and all that. And where they're grown and what they're, you know, whether the Australians and recipes for those. So that's all that.
Right. Now, obviously you'd like new members. You're open to having new members.
We are.
How are people going to get hold of you, please, Faye?
Yeah. The CWA of Victoria has a phone number, which is 03-9827-8971.
What was that again, please?
03-9827-8971.
Yep.
We have a membership officer, which is an email address of membership at cwaofvic.org.au.
Could you ever say that again, please?
Membership at cwaofvic.
Ofvic.
But go onto the Country Women's Association website, and you'll find links to all the different parts of the organisation. The main thing is, in your local area, if you have a local directory, there is always the Country Women's Association numbers for the presidents or secretaries of that local area.
Local area. So almost, I mean, how far apart are they? Say there's one here in Healesville. Where's the next one? There's one at Wandon.
Here we have Healesville, Yarra Glen. We meet alternately. One month in Healesville, 1 month in Yarra Glen, and we're called Tarawarra, halfway between.
Yep.
There is a branch at Wandon.
Yep.
There is a branch at Montbog. There's two branches at Montbog.
Right.
There's a night branch at Wandon, which is Wanalek.
Yep.
There's Yark, Alexandra, Mansfield, which are all in our area.
Yep. So there's plenty of opportunities, and so you're looking for new members all the time, obviously. So they can either... have you got a contact for the local area, or they go through the CWA?
David.
All right. So they go to membership at cwa.ofvic.org.au. Have I got that right?
Yeah. If you wanted to contact on the local area, is 03... 59-624-692.
Yeah.
That's in the local directory.
Yeah, that's 03-59-624-692, and that'll get hold of somebody in the local area.
That's correct.
Faye, look, it's been fascinating. I like everybody else, thought that CWA did the great scones and the afternoon teas, because I've had many of those at various places I've been over the years. But I didn't realise the depth that you got into, that you had such things as, you know, that you raised money and had grants and that, or you raised money for organisations. I don't think many of us realised that that's what the CWA did. That I think we just thought that they made money out of Squans and Croom.
And you never knew what we did with it.
No, no. Well, I just, I suppose, like everyone else, thought they just used it to run the organisation. Yeah. I didn't realise that you were a community group as well, that you're actually racing for the
we're
community.
We're a non-profit organisation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
And our money from our branches goes to scholarships at the high school here.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. That's another one that we put out. We put two scholarships every year at the high school.
That's
for,
terrific.
For girls that, to stay on at school.
So I guess, and because I think from time to time you're at Mont Delancey too, aren't you? You've done.
No, that's not us.
Isn't
that,
it?
No, that's another area.
Oh, right.
They are at Mont Delancey.
So if anywhere they see the CWA sign with the scones, I know we're laughing about a bit, but it's more serious than that because when you go in and buy that, you are putting money into an organisation that is spreading it out. At times to people in need or research, which is both great projects.
If you buy two scones at the Melbourne show, that goes towards the 15,000 plus scones that are baked every year in the 2 weeks.
15,000? Gee, how many people
well,
do that?
There's two on every tray.
No, but how many branches have...
All the branches volunteer. Some ladies might only go in and work a day. Some ladies do the whole 2 weeks. They keep that pavilion running.
15,000.
That's just scones. What about the hot meals they cook?
Oh, right. So you do more than just scones at the show.
That's correct. They do breakfasts and they do lunches, hot meals at lunchtime. They can have anything from corned beef to pasta.
Right, didn't know that. Well, it's years since I've been to the Melbourne show because I go to the local shows, to be honest, and that's where I've seen the CWA from time to time too. But I didn't realise they did that at the show. I knew they did the scones and cream, but I didn't know that they were...
That's correct.
I must say it's opened my eyes a bit, and I hope it has the audience that... I thought the CWA was very much just a scones. I didn't realise all these other things that you got involved in.
Yeah. So it all starts at grassroots level here in Healesville and goes up the chain.
And I know we've got quite a few retired ladies that listen in. So, look, give it a shot. Go and find out more about it. If you're in the local area, ring that number, 0359 624 692, is it? Can't read my own writing. 0359 624 692. Find out more about it, and by the sound of it, you're going to have a great daughter. And I guess with all these organisations, apart from making the scones and serving the scones and, you know, all that sort of stuff, there'd be a lot of fun had in between it too. It's not all serious stuff, is it?
No. And as I say, our branch is possibly a little bit different because our men are very much part of what we do. They don't come to our meetings, of course, but all our social functions, our Christmas breakup parties and our social nights and that we have, our lunches or nights, our men are all part of it.
Fantastic. Oh, that's really good. Look, Faye, I've got to go, unfortunately. It's Greg's knocking on the door out there to come in the door, and I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More, and 6 and 8, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. And I'll also be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3 with 3 hours of interviews. Faye, thank you for your time. I wish the CWA well, and we'll certainly look forward to talking again. And you've certainly opened my eyes quite a lot. I didn't realise that quite what the CWA got involved in.
Thank you for inviting us, Alan, and to be able to spread the message around.
Well, shall have you in again sometime too. Thanks, Faye.
Bye-bye.